French police say they've made more than 300 arrests since the start of Euro 2016. There were more clashes last night in Lille, this time involving England fans and riot police. Well, on the pitch, we're just an hour away from England's second group match. After the 1-1 draw with Russia, they really could do with a win over Wales in Lens. Staff at Metal Fab Engineering in Rochester are being given the afternoon off to watch the match. Mark Smith's their boss.
I did work in London the last European Championship when it was in London, and half the city closed down, which is pretty good. And massive screens up in town. Everyone enjoying themselves. Great.
KMFM's been speaking to people in Chatham ahead of the match.
I'm hoping England do win, because we don't really want to go home again, do we? But who knows?
I don't really care about England or Wales. I was all about supporting Russia, but now that they have been fined, it's just like they're ruining the entire game.
It should be an excellent match.
They played well against Russia, so they just need to take positives from that game, and I think they can. I'm going 2-0 England.
Well, there's more on the big England-Wales match coming up with Nicola in the sports.
KMFM News.
A Dartford man starting a 7.5-year prison sentence for setting fire to a house with two children inside. Christopher Harrison poured petrol through his ex's letterbox last September. Harrison, who's 36 and from Langlands Drive, admitted arson with intent to endanger life. South Yorkshire Police has apologised to Sir Cliff Richard over the way it handled allegations of sexual assaults. They've now been dropped, with prosecutors saying there's not enough evidence. A raid on his home nearly 2 years ago was broadcast live on TV after a tip-off from the force. Sky's Jonathan Samuels has a statement from Sir Cliff, who's always said he's innocent.
I'm obviously thrilled that the vile accusations and the resulting investigation have finally been brought to a close. He goes on to say, I was named before I was even interviewed, and for me that was like being hung out like live bait.
Police are investigating reports of suspicious behaviour at a wild animal park in Kent. Two men were reportedly seen near one of the enclosures at Port Lyme Reserve near Hythe in the early hours of Wednesday. A search was carried out, but no one was found. An exclusive poll for KMFM has found more than half of people in Kent are planning to vote Leave in the EU referendum a week today. Results also show more older people are backing a Brexit, whereas the county's 18 to 34-year-olds are more likely to vote Remain, but only just. Crispin Bill from Ashford-based Facts International, who carried out the survey, he's told KMFM what we're most worried about.
People wanting to remain in the EU, it really was all about the economy and jobs. Everything else came a very close second, whereas those people wanting to leave, immigration was top of the charts, but sovereignty up there, the ability to make our own laws.
You can see all of the results at kentonline.co.uk. CCTV has been released after thousands of pounds was stolen from businesses in Gravesend by two people armed with a pickaxe. Two restaurants and a takeaway in New Road and St George's shopping centre were targeted in the raids. You can see the footage at kentonline.co.uk. Firefighters, paramedics and Red Cross volunteers have been testing how they'd respond to a major emergency in Kent. A commuter train derailment has been staged in Dover overnight. Emergency crews were faced with several casualties after the train hit a car on a level crossing. Incident commander Russ Jordan says it gives them a chance to use new equipment too.
And we've also had our drone in tonight, which is a new piece of kit for Kent, and we used that specifically to search outside of the cordon area, just in case we had casualties wandering around who were injured and have got lost.
And Calvin Harris and Taylor Swift have deleted online pictures and posts about each other weeks after their breakup. She's been pictured kissing Tom Hiddleston in the papers this morning.
KMFM Sport.
With First Choice Garage Doors. Installing quality garage doors across Kent. First-choice.co.uk.
Well, back to Euro 16, and England manager Roy Hodgson says facing Wales this afternoon is a game between brothers. With more on that and the rest of the day's sports, here's Nicola.
Well, England could do with a win, having only managed a point in their first game against Russia. And captain Wayne Rooney says he can feel it's a match of extra significance.
The tournament makes it obviously more of a special game for both of us, but, you know, we know it's... There's 3 points at stake. It's, you know, two British teams, and it's going to be an interesting game, and we're looking forward to it. We've prepared for it, and we look at everything to try and get 3 points.
Elsewhere, having lost their first match to Poland, Northern Ireland take on Ukraine. In the same group, Germany face Poland. Staying with football, and Gillingham have announced their second signing of the summer. 23-year-old former Bradford City midfielder Billy Knott has agreed a 2-year deal at Priestfield. Yesterday, it was confirmed ex-Newport captain Mark Byrne had also joined Justin Edinburgh's side. Cricket and Kent have lost their latest game in the One Day Cup. The Spitfires were beaten by 5 wickets by Essex at Chelmsford. And in tennis, and all-British quarterfinals guaranteed at Queen's. Kyle Edmonds into the last eight as his opponents pulled out with an injury. He'll face either Andy Murray or British number two, Aliash Bedene, who play this afternoon.